Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610, live in Midtown at Little Woodrow's. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, three-time Super Bowl champ Ted Johnson, and brought to you by Horn Solutions, our good friend, the General, John McClain, posse in tow. Yeah. What's happening, John?
Hey, guys. I'd like to thank Amy for cooking some Filipino food as well as other food. She brought it over from her crib. She and Honey live somewhere close around here, so she's able to walk.
Nice.
And it was very good. She's
Did
a really
good
cook.
You just call her husband Honey?
Yeah, that's what everybody calls him. That's his name. Oh. He was christened Charlie Honey. and Vince and Mike and Tony, thank you guys for coming as always. We appreciate them coming and being part of the posse. We're already making plans for training camp in West Virginia. They're all going to come.
Oh,
Amy's looking
nice.
At Airbnbs.
Yeah. Don't take ours. Don't steal our Airbnb.
Hey, John, wasn't that
told her y'all had a really cool place.
We did.
But wasn't that fun, though? I mean, we were there, the three of us, for a week, man, and it was fun.
I was there for 24 nights.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. The weather's incredible.
I was looking back through my pictures, showing them the mountains, and I can't wait to get back because people are going to be so fired up next season.
They will. No question. Number four is going to fire them up big time. We'll get to the Texans a little bit, John.
Do we have to?
I knew that was coming.
Rich,
from somebody.
You're so negative.
Yeah, why are you so negative, Rich?
I'll come on here and I want to talk Texans from start to finish.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. You do a lot of radio up in Tennessee.
I do.
What are they saying, or have you gotten thoughts from some of the people you do radio with up there about just the fiasco that is Tennessee?
Yep.
And by the way, for those. I don't think we've mentioned this on air. Philip Fulmer was within the last hour or so.
Backstabber.
Named the full-time, not acting AD.
Right.
He is the permanent athletic director.
He won.
He won the battle with Curry. And Curry had been there 9 months from Kansas State. The job that he got, John Curry, Fulmer wanted. And for whatever reason, they hired Fulmer as an advisor, I guess, to the president or chancellor. So, in other words, he could be blasting Curry and the coaches constantly. So now he's the AD. He's going to hire the head coach. First of all, let me talk about the media. I do a show once a week, Afternoon Drive, on the top show in Knoxville with Jimmy Hyams and John Wilkerson, and they're as wired as anybody is at the University of Tennessee. And so when they call me Wednesday afternoon, they said, how are you? And I said, oh, man, I'm so disappointed. They said, why? I said, because it's y'all. I thought it would be UT calling. They called everybody else, right? I said, I want to throw my hat in the ring.
And yeah.
So everybody was embarrassed at the way it was handled. The Schiano thing was humiliating, that John Curry didn't vet it better, didn't gauge the interest. And, you know, usually you float a little, what is it called, where you float
trial
something
balloon.
Out there?
Yeah.
Trial balloon. And to get a reaction, put your finger in the air and, then when it came out, he was talking to all these others, and Jeff Brohm staying, it got NC State staying, and then people got really fired up about Mike Leach. I was surprised, but everybody covering in Nashville and Knoxville were talking about how they thought Mike Leach would be a great hire. I'm not so sure about that. And then they had him there for 2 hours, and then Curry was about to go talk to him some more in L.A., and they said, not so fast, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she told him no, and she said it didn't have anything to do with Leach. But I guessed Fulmer, and media's blasting Fulmer for being a backstabber and getting his way. He couldn't be any worse. I mean, let's face it. With Phil Fulmer's AD, University of Tennessee football program, could not be any worse than it has been under Butch Jones. So now, who would want to go in there
right.
as a head coach, knowing you got an AD who is tight with the president and the chancellor and has their ear, and he really since he was ex-coach, won a national championship, he might want to be the de facto head coach.
Yeah.
T. Martin, who is, where is he? He's an offensive coordinator
USC.
Somewhere. USC.
Yeah.
His name's thrown out there a lot, and the fact I've never been one for you have to get an alum.
Right.
But it might take an alum who would want to go get in this cesspool.
To unite the factions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. People are just – they say there's different owners. The people say, well, Jimmy Haslam. It's not Jimmy Haslam. It's his dad, Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Big Jim, who founded Pilot Oil. He is Mr. Tennessee. And so
– don't forget Peyton Manning, too, though, John.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't give him money like Jim
but he was part Haslam of, he was part of the interview process. According to Clay Travis, he was part of the interview for Phil Fulmer for AD back in February that led to Curry getting hired.
And obviously he didn't have much influence if he couldn't get Phil Fulmer back.
Yeah.
Maybe now they've called him and they're all embarrassed about the way this has played out, but it's very humiliating.
They should be embarrassed.
John, what used to be a great program.
I can't think of a school that's been trolled on this level anytime recently. Gainesville, Florida PD tweeted a picture of one of their top dogs, literally one of their canines, at a podium turning down the job. Lane Kiffin tweeted a picture of Kim Jong-un in a Tennessee volunteer warm-up turning down the job. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I told him a story on the radio. I said, in 1972, Baylor's program was so bad, a lot of people wanted to shut it down. And Bill was the head coach, one of the worst head coaches I've ever seen in the history of the world in any sport at any level. And they tried to hire Johnny Majors. Houston Post has this big headline, Bears hire Majors. And then they were so desperate. This shows you Rudy Feldman, who was a coach at New Mexico. New Mexico, I guess, was kind of a big deal because then it's announced that they hired Rudy Feldman. So I was a student then. Were fired up that they just had a coach because everybody had turned them down. And then Rudy Feldman turned them down. And then they got stuck with their 10th choice, a guy, Grant Teeth from Angelo State. We're like, oh, my God, this Teeth guy.
Teeth.
Who is he? He can't coach. And then turned out to be the greatest coach in school history. So my point to the Tennessee people was you may end up with your 10th choice and he could turn out to be the best
in Carroll
school
SC.
History.
Fifth choice.
Pete Carroll's the fifth choice.
Yep,
I see.
Yep. On the other side, John, I would say of a coaching hire that was well vetted and well executed at College Station at Texas A&M. What are your thoughts on Jimbo Fisher?
That's a long contract, and that's a lot of money. Brent Zornman of the Chronicle got that scoop last week, and Brent said he heard his name mentioned back when they got beat by UCLA.
It was in September.
Yeah, it looked like he knew it was time to go. He was upset, as they were at Florida, that they are not spending the money like Clemson and some other programs to upgrade their facilities. If you go to these other places and they got putt-putt and anything else you want inside, you got to keep up with the Joneses, and they're not doing it. And so A&M, of course, has done all that. And no offense to the Aggies, but why you would want to get in a division with Nick Saban and LSU instead of – I know the ACC's better, but, you know, Florida State had a down year, and I'm guessing that shelf life had run dry for Jimbo Fisher. But if the Aggies are happy, that's great.
Yeah, 10 years, $75 million. And, John, that's the hardest division in the hardest conference in football. There's a chance Jimbo Fisher may top out at 8 and 9 wins a year, just like Kevin Sumlin.
The AD said, they asked him what he expected, national championship. Nothing like putting pressure on your head coach, which he did in the summer with Kevin Sumlin.
He did,
Sumlin.
Yes. He did. Yeah,
and I hope Sumlin gets a good job. The worst thing I've heard this week, thank God it hadn't happened, Arizona State going to hire Herm Edwards.
I don't know.
Is that official?
Hasn't happened, no.
Okay.
No, you know,
but an outlet reported that it was happening, and everybody's like, what in the hell are they doing? Yeah. How his former agent, Ray Anderson, went from an agent to the NFL office to get an AD job with no experience and then hiring his old client who hadn't been in college football since like the 50s.
Feels dirty.
What a bad deal.
And, John, you mentioned Sumlin. $10.4 million buyout and no offset language.
Yeah.
So the next job he takes will not detract from that $10.4 million. I want his agent. I also want Todd Graham's agent. He's got a better deal than someone. He got $12.3 to walk away from Arizona State, no offset language.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing the millions that these schools are paying?
Yeah.
I guess if you've got an alum who's a billionaire and a lot of them want to think they run the program, yeah, I'll write a check and buy him
That's
out.
That's exactly right, John.
You know, I'll give Nick that extra $5 million a year.
It's a parking ticket.
And then you can tell everybody, hey, I'm the reason Saban's highest paid coach in college football.
Will there ever be a correction in all this, this buyout stuff?
Not as long as there's so much money to be
right.
made.
It's a byproduct. Just real quick, Bielema, Arkansas, $5.9 million. Riley, Nebraska, $6.6 million. I mentioned Graham and Sumlin. Butch Jones, Tennessee, $8.3 million. Ooh. Jim Mora, UCLA, $12.2 million buyout.
Yeah, buyout business is good, man. Yeah,
it's more lucrative than the coaching business.
It absolutely is. Yeah,
sign your contract, get bought out.
Yeah, exactly. Go
Incredible.
Fail as quickly as you can, so you can get bought out. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.